Let's talk a little defense. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles defensive coordinator Bill Davis. Year one in the books. Bill, how'd you do? How'd the defense do?
We got better. You know, it's not where we want it to be. It's not where anywhere close, to be honest with you. But we're just looking and talking about the defense, the script from week one minicamp to the last script of the season, and how far the scheme part of it has grown. And the scheme part grew because the players, you know, embraced the fundamentals and the foundation, and then we just continue to grow. So we've got a lot of work to do, but we're excited about where we're at right now.
And you would say it was a gradual process? You could kind of feel it getting better and better as the weeks went along?
Absolutely. You know, you start out at ground level. The thing about starting a defense and installing it from the very ground zero is no player can help another player really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They're all learning together. They're all learning their little intricacies of their position. And they're all absorbed in learning it themselves. Fast forward this coming year when we start our first mini camp, we've got a whole group of veteran players or guys that were here that can now help the people that come in, be it, you know, draft or free agency. So that alone is a big jump from 1 year to another.
Is all of the Bill Davis scheme in, or is it something that will always, forever evolve?
Well, first of all, it's not the Bill Davis scheme.
Well, but the scheme that you're running.
Exactly. It's the Philadelphia Eagle defensive staff scheme. And I've got to point that out because there's so many great coaches and position coaches on this staff, and we collectively put this thing together, and we collectively grow it. I just want to make sure that's...
Sure, I think that's fair.
That's put out there.
I think that's important for people to know because it does take a collaborative effort each week to put things together.
Absolutely. Yeah. It takes all of us. It takes all everybody with an oar in the water pulling together to get this thing to go where it's supposed to go in a fast and efficient manner. But right now, the foundation and the fundamentals are in, and absolutely we will grow it and add some pieces that we didn't put in because at some point it's too much. You cannot put in too much because then it's just mental error after mental error, guy running free. I was very happy with the amount of, or lack of mental errors we had on Sundays that ended up in guys running free. We had a few, but it was minimal for a first year.
Let's start with the front. The young front, young group of players who, when they got the chance to play, Bill, it seemed like they really, really grew into the role and grew into the responsibility. The Benny Logans, the Cedric Thorntons, the Fletcher Coxes, Damian Square, all of these players really chipped in, didn't they?
Well, I'll start with Jerry Azzanero and Eric Shenander, who did a great job coaching that position. They had the youngest group. They had a group that hadn't experienced two-gapping in the schemes and the fundamentals we were using. So they did an outstanding job of bringing along a young, talented group, and I think our personnel department did a great job of fitting those pieces into what we needed and understanding and listening to us and what they look like, and we've got a good foundation to build off of with that front.
A player like Benny, who's a rookie, and they always say rookies grow into their second year. That's maybe the largest jump of an NFL player. What did you see from Benny? What do you think you might see from Benny down the line?
I thought Benny did a great job of picking up the fundamentals of two-gapping. And really, when you play that nose position, that's a very vital role in the defense. To be able to handle both A-gaps is a big part of what we're trying to do. And I thought Benny really wrapped his mind around and worked hard at how to two-gap, and I think that showed.
How about the linebackers, Bill, in general? This is a sensitive time. Everybody, you know, there's free agents. But in general, Trent Cole came on. Connor Barwin was always in the right place. D'Amico had a fantastic season. Michael Kendricks taking the football away. Nobody better in the league.
Yeah, they really had a solid overall performance from both the outside backers and inside backers. Our inside backers really are the quarterbacks of our defense. D'Amico, I can't say enough about how much he meant to us doing all the scheme that we did. And then Michael Kendricks' athleticism and playmaking ability. And then you look outside, Trent Cole's really attitude about how to make the position change and what he threw into it, what jumps out at me is that pass he broke up in the Saints game. I thought it was D'Amico for a second,
mm-hmm,
when I was looking from up top, and it was a very smooth, calm, relaxed. I said, "Wow, he came a long way in how to drop and how to cover." And then you look at Connor Barwin all the different hats we had him wear and the way and the attitude in which he took it. It was an exciting group.
What kind of improvement did you see from Carey and from Fletch and from Brandon and just the cornerbacks, Rock stepping up, getting some time and covering all these big receivers and down the stretch, shutting down the Chicago Bears. I mean, that was great to see.
You know, the corners really were, they didn't, I want to say surprised, but they really did exceed expectations. And I had good, solid expectations for them, but they exceeded that. And they fit our mold. They put their hands on, they get up, they press, they put their hands on, they reroute. They're not intimidated by the bigger receivers because they have length themselves. So it was a good year for the corners. The nickel, Brandon, really, really came on, and I know a lot of people wanted an expanded role with Brandon, but I really believe he benefited and made the plays he made because we put him in that little compartment and really let him get good at it, and he did.
He's a starting cornerback. A slot cornerback is a starter.
Thank you.
Right? Isn't
exactly.
that right?
Exactly. It's 60% of all reps. It's actually, in a lot of defenses, more than the second inside backer. Mm-hmm. So it is a starting role. People don't look at it, but everybody's in. It's a pass-happy league, so that's really what that is. So Brandon really came along, and we're excited about him in both the nickel and the corner spot.
You got good play at safeties, although there were some injuries along the way. Nate stepped up, and Earl Wolfe, when he was healthy, stepped up, and Patrick came in and had some injuries. But by and large, that group, I thought they played well. I know there's always room for improvement, Bill, right. But it's always important that group, it contributes to a run defense that was very, very good for the season.
Sure, they did. I know they got a lot of bad press early on, and it was a big A lot of eyes were on the safety position, and I thought Nate Allen took huge steps from the season he had a year ago to the season he had this year. He was real steady for us. His tackling, I thought, improved. He did a nice job quarterbacking back there and getting us in coverages. And then, Earl was coming on. Patrick had a, up and down season, but he had a share of ups too. And we're excited about the way we're growing. And another year and another offseason and really understanding the scheme better will help that safety group.
So what do you do now, Bill? Are you still in the phase of evaluating 2013?
Yes. This whole week has been about player evaluations. It's been about the scheme. We'll start the scheme evaluation when we get back from the Senior Bowl. And then it's kind of writing up we're helping to kind of reshape the description of what each position looks like for this scheme, for the scouting department, as they move forward in the free agency and in the draft.
Good season. Never a great season in the NFL unless you.
There's only one team.
It's not fun to. There's only one team that's happy.
Only one team has a great season.
Yeah, yeah. And then the rest of us wait for next year.
The rest of us have to get better.
Yeah. Bill Davis, we thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.